I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. An estimated 90 million Americans are living with serious illness, and this number is expected to more than double over the next 25 years. To talk about palliative care tailored to patients with serious or chronic illness is Pat Coyne, Director of Palliative Care at MUSC. Pat, can you tell us what palliative care actually involves?
Palliative care is really a growing medical specialty. In fact, it's the fastest growing medical specialty in the United States right now. But its focus is caring for patients and their families as a unit of care who have a life-threatening illness. So what palliative care really goes in to do is look at how the patient is doing with pain and symptoms, how do we improve their comfort, how do we help them if they're dealing with anxiety or depression with their illness, how are they coping as a family unit financially, do they have the resources they need, and spirituality, are they getting the support they need as they deal with all that's going on in their life.
And at what point do patients typically get connected with the palliative care team?
The palliative care team at MUSC has really had a rebirth recently. And so our focus is to getting patients and their families early in their disease process so that if they're a new diagnosis with cancer, that we're kind of brought in the beginning to make sure they have no pain, they have no symptoms as they're getting treated for their disease, as with other diseases. So the earlier we're brought in to assist patients and their families on this journey, the better patients will do. In fact, the research shows that they'll live longer and their quality of life will be significantly better.
How does this really work in terms of the team? Are there nurses, doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists? Who all is involved in this?
That's a great question. Palliative care is a group that's really an interdisciplinary group. And by that, I mean the team we have here at MUSC includes physicians, advanced practice nurses, social workers, chaplains. We're focusing on pediatrics and adults. So we're looking at using other disciplines with a palliative focus as well, speech therapy, nutrition, OT and PT, child life services.
And it's very tailored, it sounds like, to that specific patient's needs and the family's needs as well.
Absolutely. You may not need to see a chaplain, but you may need hours of a social worker's time. You may not have any anxiety and depression, so we won't look for support there. Your pain may be out of control, and we're putting all of our energy there. You know, a serious disease is, in fact, impacts everyone.
You are an advanced practice nurse, and you've been doing this type of care for about 25 years now, before it was even called palliative care,
correct.
I believe. From your perspective, Pat, why is this specialty so needed and so important for individual patients?
I think it comes from a lot of reasons. I think patients who have life-threatening diseases have been maybe suffering a little bit in silence, and we haven't been doing all we can to support them because we know you'll do better through treatments if your nutrition's better, if your pain's well controlled. And perhaps we've just been looking on the treatment of the disease and not looking at the whole person. So palliative care really looks at the whole person and their family, which is, I think, going to help them on the journey and hopefully do better with the treatment that they have and enjoy every day. And really, it's not about doing less, it's about doing more and really living life to the fullest and how palliative care can help you do that.
Pat, thank you so much for providing this update about palliative care.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.